You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Sweep the lick. You have a problem with that?
No sensei.
No mercy.
Hey!
Finish him, John!
Having a killer time? No.
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Okay. shut up. Holy shit. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. An exhaustive process. But we're proud to bring it to you. As we do every Tuesday night on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. But I can't do it anymore. Hold on. Germans want to rock. That's right. Rammstein! Oh, I tell you what, Klaus, I'm not having that good of a day. Rock me out. You know what? Fuck that. Fade it out. Let's just do this right now. Quick, fast, fade it out. Miserable day. Everything's going terrible. Germ, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Hey, you know, you're here, as usual. I don't know, you're coming up on a year pretty soon?
Something like that. I don't even know.
I don't keep track of the... Yeah, you are coming up on a year. I think in August it will be a year of DJ New Style and Germ Freak. Riding into the sunset, making radio comedy for the few that decide to download and listen. It's just insane. Just fucking insane. Frank, how are you tonight?
Quite well, you know.
You know, it's a cruel summer, okay? It's fucking hot as balls.
It's a cruel summer.
Cruel?
Yep.
Yeah, what did you think? It was cool summer?
No, I thought...
You thought this summer was the best? That's what that song is about? No, it's about cruel summers. It's about having black eyes, because you're the new kid in town, and you hate your bike, and the local Asian's gonna teach you karate. It's pretty cruel. Your mom won't get you a car, you gotta ride your goddamn bike, and no one likes it. And you finally get a car, it's a fucking a yellow boat. 316-768-4472. That's the number to get in touch with the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Who's this?
This is Bill. Hey, I'm on camera.
I'm sorry, who's Bill?
I'm Bill. I'm on camera. I'm waving to you on
Bill
camera.
XXX.
Oh, you're Bill. You're Bill XXX. You're the creator.
Yeah, man. I'm calling you on the phone.
Can you just be, you know, just calm down. I don't know who
I'm
you
sorry.
Are.
I'm Bill. I'm on camera, man.
Okay. We see you. Let me just set the stage here a little bit.
Okay.
Our show is a magnet of freaks and complete social outcasts. As you may be aware from listening to last week, we had DJ Rob on. He's just a mess, and he called in. And I guess today is Bill XXX's turn. Now, you're unique in that you like to wear shirts that my grandmother would be happy to wear. And you're a man.
You're great, man.
Thank you. Good. I'm already aware of this. And, Germ, so are you, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, I wasn't talking to you. I said Germ. Not the thing that you fear on a daily basis and vilify and try to craft chemicals to kill. But no, an actual guy who's chosen to be called Germ Freak. I'm addressing him. What's your story? What do you have for our wonderful little show tonight?
Well, you're asking me. Well, I'll tell the world that basically that chelation and antibiotics is a very good if one is exposed to AIDS. And it seems to get rid of it. I'm living proof that it works. And it's
Are you saying that you have AIDS?
No, I don't have AIDS.
You've had AIDS?
No, I don't have.
And how
are you living proof?
How are you living proof that something can kill AIDS? If you've never had AIDS, you're not living proof of that. You're just living proof that it's really, really possible to make someone antisocial and awkward. That's the only proof you have of anything.
You're not listening.
Excuse me.
Here with Philip first.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you let us know what's going on?
Let him talk. Right.
Okay. So the cure was developed first. Basically, returning troops came back from Vietnam in 1968, and they were affected by GB-laced heroin. Okay. Doctors.
Sure.
Okay. And doctors from the VA couldn't figure out what was wrong with them, so they approached us. They approached my father. My father was a scientist, an expert in chemical warfare. And so long story short, is we worked on chemical detectors that detected, I guess you call it spectroscopy. And they analyzed the atom, and that in turn came up with chelation, and that we worked on for many years. And so a combination of chelation,
okay,
and oral and or anti.
Yeah, now you're talking. I heard oral. Let's get down to it here. Now let me ask you a few questions. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about the cure for AIDS.
Okay, you're talking about the cure for AIDS. You went off about some words I've never heard in my entire life. And you did it for about 3 minutes, and I think the germ freak, the person, not the disease that you are convinced was created by Vietnam vets being injected with heroin. I got that part. I got that far.
Right.
Germ freak, who wanted you to speak, is now completely asleep on his keyboard. His face now has QWERTY written in his forehead.
Now, I just have a couple quick questions for Bill. Bill,
sure.
If I may, what are you saying in layman's terms?
What I'm saying is that AIDS is man-made. The cure was developed first.
Please describe how AIDS was developed.
Yeah, how did it come about?
Okay, I'll start at the beginning. Basically, a soldier was brought back from Vietnam. Doctors from the this guy was very unique. The soldier was in special forces, et cetera, et cetera, and he had something wrong with him that doctors from the VA couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. So they approached my father, and their father was an expert in chemical warfare. All right, so. Over a period of several years, off and on, with under supervision of the police and the VA, that we worked on chelation. And it was a combination of...
Now, let me ask you something here. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, yes.
What role did Marvin Gaye have in the creation of AIDS with his supposed cure of sexual healing? Is it possible to cure AIDS with sexual healing?
No, I can't understand you.
Oh, Jesus.
Was AIDS developed by the U.S. government? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why?
It was developed to win the war in Vietnam.
Don't give me the fucking blueprint. Don't give me the fucking formula. Just explain why, and that's that.
I got you calm down, man.
Excuse me?
I can't hear you.
You're walking on the fighting side of me, buddy boy.
Bill, listen. Bill, what year are we talking about here? What year was it developed?
1968, man.
Now, I heard that AIDS was around like the 40s and the 30s. I'm a little confused.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, it just... No. You have misinformation. You had books that were changed, etc. That's how it officially came about. You get a lot of, there was a tremendous amount of misinformation about it. Okay.
No, the
monkey virus specifically was the cover-up. They said that, you know, these people were dying from chemical warfare. They said that, no, we can't say that, because they all of a sudden go from being very healthy to very sick to dead. And,
Should I go take a nap? I'm gonna go take a nap. I'll be right back.
Okay, man.
Just give me a signal when I should come back.
Okay? Huh?
Just go ahead.
Do you want me to stay on the phone or not?
No, I want you to explain.
Yes.
Start from the beginning. Where did AIDS come from?
It was basically developed approximately after 1968. It was developed by the government, the U.S. government.
Okay, listen to me. How did you discover this?
I worked on it. I was there.
Is there actually a cure for AIDS in existence today that's not being...
A combination of chelation and biological antibiotics seems to be highly effective. It's in use by law enforcement.
All right, listen to me, Bill. Is there a cure for AIDS today? Is there a cure out there?
If you're exposed to it, okay? I mean, I'm not a medical doctor.
Oh, shit!
I'm not a nurse, all right?
No okay? shit, Bill!
Okay. Bill, I want to apologize for New Style's behavior. He's not very open to...
Trying to fucking sleep, Bill!
I've got him excited. I've got his adrenaline.
No, you know what his problem is?
Pineal gland that is dumping lots of precursors in, and it's causing his adrenaline levels to...
Go ahead,
to,
tell us about it, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, here's the problem with him. He doesn't want to... He's set in his old ways, and he doesn't want to realize the possibility that what he's always been thinking may not be correct. So please forgive him. He's a little stressed out lately. But listen to me. Should we be afraid of germs?
Well, germs... Yeah, you're afraid of germs. I mean, you want to be clean. You want to wash your hands and things.
Okay.
Germs are like... That's like another... You know, you have, let's see, germs and viruses. I forget, germs are the little ones, and viruses are like 50 times their size. And I hope I'm answering you.
All right, let me ask you a personal question, Bill. When was the last time you've had sexual intercourse?
I have that often.
No, when was the last? That's not the question.
I'm not going to tell you.
Bill, let me ask the questions for now. I didn't ask you how much... Or how often? I asked you when was the last.
I'm not answering.
Why not?
Was it with a minor?
Was it at least with a human?
Yeah, you guys are great.
I've dated
girls that were HIV positive.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've dated.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
That.
And I didn't get it.
You had sex with HIV-positive women?
Lots of times.
Lots of times.
Why would you risk that, Bill? I'm a little confused.
Wait, Bill, are you a germ chaser? Are you a bug chaser?
A what?
A bug chaser? Are you one of those people that's so turned on at the idea that you might get AIDS?
No, I'm so turned on at the idea of getting rid of it for the planet.
Bill, why would you risk the HIV infection with somebody who has AIDS?
Because I know all about it. I haven't got it. What do you think that... Okay, let me give you a hypothetical. Okay, I've been injected with it.
Make it brief and layman's terms.
Okay. I'm listening to you.
So you've been injected with something?
Yeah, I've been injected with it.
And this is the cure for AIDS?
I've been injected with it. What happened is that... I encountered some Russians.
So did I. His name is Alex Webbs, and he's currently on a vacation in Israel. He didn't give me the cure for AIDS, though.
Cool. Oh, now I know what's going on. Are you guys Israeli?
No.
No, but...
I thought you guys were Israeli. Oh.
Yeah, we're Israeli, but the thing is, Germ Freak... No, wait, listen. Germ Freak is from Lebanon, though, so he's not as good.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it's because you were laughing and cackling like a fucking jackass.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you calm down?
I'm sorry. I'm a little... You interrupted my sleep, Billy boy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
What's that?
I was trying to take a nap during my own show, and you fucking woke me up.
Your
sleep-inducing conversation somehow prevented my sleep. It was just that fucking horrible.
Well... It's just, you gotta face reality and then...
You do. You have to face reality. That's something that I think that you should focus on.
Well, I am facing reality, and I'll tell you, reality is, basically, I've talked to about 1,000 cops about this, at least.
1,000 cocks?
Yeah, at least.
Do you talk right into the pee slit when you talk to these cocks?
Cops.
Oh, cops. I'm sorry. See, I made a mistake.
All right.
Me and Germfree made the same hilarious misunderstanding.
Yeah, I know. You guys are funny.
We're just having a good...
You guys are comedians, too. You guys are great comedians.
I want to thank you for being having a good sense of humor and playing along.
Right. Now I got you.
I want you to just answer questions and not go into any other creepy conspiracy theory, alien chasing, bug chasing type of guy. Okay? Just answer these questions with a straight answer. a few words, and that's it. Okay? Are you willing to do that?
I'll try.
Okay. Have you ever had man-on-man sexual intercourse?
Lots of times.
Excuse me?
Lots of times.
I think I'm going to go take a nap again, Jer.
Hey, honesty is the best policy.
Hey, listen to me. Have you ever had a man... Listen, I'm being honest now. No holding back. Let's be real. Bill, be honest with us, okay? Has a man ever ejaculated into your anus?
No.
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 Have you ever swallowed semen?
Lots of times.
Oh. What does it taste like?
What?
It's good.
We said no giggling. Please get right to the point. Frank wants to know what semen tastes like. God damn it, oblige.
It's great. It's just it's a turn on. It's like women, and it's like you know, women put out like prenums that are just drive you wild, and so do men.
Prenum.
And prenums.
Have you ever had more than sex with one man at the same time?
Yeah.
Have you ever partaken in group sex with men?
Never more than two, so two at once.
Have you ever just touched a dog's penis, you know, for the hell of it?
A what?
A dog's penis.
No.
Just to see if it's, like, the real thing.
No.
Listen, Bill, listen to me. Bill, have you ever been on all fours and somebody's had a dick in your mouth and one in your asshole at the same time?
No. You guys are great.
You didn't answer, though. Did you?
I said no.
Oh.
Has a man ever ejaculated on your buttocks or your back?
Yeah, lots of times. I've had all kinds of situations. I'll tell you one situation.
Just paint the picture. Go ahead.
Okay, paint the picture. Well, there was this very incredible knockout hooker that had just got through fucking four black guys. And, of course, she came into the room, and she was full, and oh, God, it was great to eat her out. Oh, that was great.
Wait a second.
Did you stir broken up Oreo cookies into it and eat it out of a fucking Dairy Queen cup?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You ingested semen from a woman's pussy?
Four black guys fucked this woman. Excuse my language. They, she was working. You know, she was a working girl. And,
Secretary.
And they said, and she said, "Hey, I've got something for you." And she climbed on my face, and it was great. God, she was hot. She was ultra hot.
Now, does it matter that the guys that fucked her, that basically humiliated you by proxy, were black? Does that matter to you?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, it's a fucking panic.
It's going to be a great planet, man. Everyone just get together and just, you know, quit worrying about color and this and that.
Is this why your wife divorced you?
Nah.
Huh?
I think it was probably because they couldn't agree on drapes.
No, my wife and I were swingers.
Come on.
Oh!
I'm serious, man.
All right. You're a swinger? Really?
Yeah, my wife and I were swingers. I proposed marriage to her during the middle of a threesome.
With who?
Another guy.
Did you suck that guy off?
Yeah, we had a
How
great
do you
time.
Have any credibility in terms of science? Nobody's going to believe the guy that sips semen out of a hooker when he says he has the cure for AIDS.
Don't believe it. You don't have to. It's your bloodstream.
Bill, have you ever...
That's what the judge said.
Bill,
hold on. I got it. Well, hold on. Frank, I got to check the time on the wall. I don't know. What time is it? Clock on the wall, please.
Sure.
Just wait.
It's question. It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Well, it looks like that part of the show where we have to ask some questions about whatever it is we want answers to. So, Bill, please continue along this line of questioning where, remember, all you have to provide is an answer. No insane and annoying cackling and no sassy I'm a homosexual comments that you give.
Listen, Bill, Bill, I'm going to ask you some questions. Please give me as brief an answer as possible. If I want you to expound on it, I will tell you to expound. Please do not provide more details than is necessary. Have you and your wife ever sucked in the same cock at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Yes.
Do not laugh.
Oh, boy.
This is a serious matter. Frank, continue. I apologize for stepping in.
Hey, it's no problem. You indicate that you've had group sex, and you've had group sex with a man and your wife and another man. Is that correct?
Yeah, all kind of situations. Two women, two men, all kind of different combinations.
You know, Roostyle, wow. Have you ever jerked off on food?
Well, have you? Do not laugh and answer instead.
No, you sometimes in a cup or in my hand.
Wait, like a fruit cup?
Yeah, I have a cup. I have a cup right here.
Awesome.
Have you ever had a man ejaculate in like a cup or something, and you just drank it from the cup?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Did you ever find seashells on the beach and make your own raw clams?
Your own what?
Never mind.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. Frank, I don't know. I'm getting a little creeped out.
You know what? I'm actually at a loss right here. I've never... this is more, you know, wow.
Okay, why don't we do this? Bill, why don't you describe the craziest thing that you've ever been involved with? And don't ever even think of mentioning outer space, AIDS, or anything like, or the government or anything. I'm talking about personal experience. And
well, here's,
go.
Here's one personal experience I'll share with you. And I don't know if it's about the craziest, but it's something that happened to me. And I'm holding up a mic head. This is known as a mic head. And this is from a robot that was used on the Levee.
That
was
a
spider. And basically, a Nazi saboteur stole this. This was given to me by Israeli security, by the way. And so the Nazis stole this, and we had a fight over it long time later. And I terminated him. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
You what?
I terminated
him. Wait, you're telling me you killed a Nazi? How the fuck did you get a DeLorean and fucking plutonium? How the fuck did you go back in time? Fucking fruitcake? What the fuck? Are you kidding?
That's the question I answered you. Okay?
You killed a Nazi?
Yes.
How?
In what year? What year did you 94? Kill a Nazi?
94.
In 94, you killed a Nazi that was feuding with Israel.
Yeah.
Bill, let me ask you a question. Other than a penis, have you ever...
Where do you live? Do you live with your parents?
We have a nice house in El Segundo.
Okay. So you live with your parents. You have never left the house where you grew up. I mean, I can empathize with everybody.
You know what, man? I've lived all over the place.
Yeah, where are you now? That's what I'm saying. You're claiming you killed Nazis that stole equipment for some space program from Israel.
Hey,
and you're in your bedroom where you fucking grew up.
Oh, jeez. Hey, this almost broke my headphones.
Don't break them. You might have to kill yourself.
No, I'm not going to kill myself. Why would I want to do that?
Because, you know, God forbid, your equipment gets broken.
I won't say how many confirmed I have, but...
Tell me how many unconfirmed you have.
Well, I'm not going to say.
Bill, do you have any bodies in your crawl space right now?
What's that?
Okay, listen to me. Other than a penis, have you ever had anything else inserted into your anus other than a penis?
Yeah. I have a...
What was the largest object you've ever had in your anus? And do not laugh. This is very serious.
What's that?
What was the largest object you've had in your anus that was not a penis?
11.5-inch dildo.
But that's like, you know, when we say not a penis, we're not saying like a sculpted penis. Did you just ever just go hog wild and put a vase in your shitter or something like that?
Yeah. No, but you can
do a headstand and proudly display new flowers.
You can buy toys. You can go to the porno shop and buy toys. Lots of guys do it. Lots of guys do it on Pal Talk. They have rooms for it. And Yeah, you know, sometimes I do that. I don't really get into it too much.
Well, there's your answer, Frank. That's what you've been wanting to know. Well,
I want to thank you.
Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we disconnect, change our number and names, and move away?
Sure, there you go.
You
I'd like to say that to tell the world that a combination of chelation and biological antibiotics seems to work very well if one is exposed to AIDS. Emergency is oral chelation. There's also intravenous chelation.
All right.
And,
all right.
And okay. Very good.
Are you out of time?
No, you are definitely out of time. No, Jeremy,
I want to thank you for calling in. Just like one more quick question. Has a man ever shit on you?
Anyway, the idea is to save lives.
No, sir! You will not dodge that question like you failed to do with that shit. Answer that question.
Oh, you guys!
Has a man ever shit on you?
You guys are just, you know, I don't know what you guys are getting at.
Oh. Have you ever made a stew out of infant feet?
Where are you guys going with this?
We're trying to actually, you know,
we're trying to wrap this up.
Yeah, we're trying to wrap it up.
Bill.
Maybe come up with some things to indict you with.
Bill, seriously, no kidding aside, has a man ever defecated on you?
No.
Has a man ever peed in your mouth?
Yeah.
Has a man ever shit into your own asshole so that you could shit it out into his own asshole and thus creating a never-ending system?
No, but women are pretty fine.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you.
Yeah, we're hanging. I can't fucking do that anymore. Yeah, that's the cure for AIDS. From somebody who has had piss in his mouth, has sucked black semen out of a hooker's vagina, and has had sex with all kinds of men and women, and he claims to be AIDS-free after having sex with people who have the HIV.
Where's Rotgut when you need him?
Where is Rotgut? Rotgut right now is probably getting accidentally blown. That's Ryan the trucker who called. And you can check the podcast out to see the previous episodes. I feel dirty right now, and it's not because it's about a million degrees with the air conditioning on. I just feel fucking filthy and disgusting. I don't think I've ever had to leave the microphone and go just lay down and think about what the fuck am I doing with my evenings. You know, I could go and play Grand Theft Auto. I could sleep, maybe actually sleep, not almost get into a car accident on the way to work. I could do other things, maybe learn to cook or something like that. Instead, I'm listening to some fucking psychotic who's holed up in some fucking dungeon where kids have met their end talk about AIDS and the government and how he assassinated Nazis. I don't really know quite what the fuck I'm doing right now. I really don't. I think would you be okay taking a break, John?
Yes.
Why don't we take a break? By the way, what state do you live in?
New Jersey.
Do you love it?
I love it a lot.
The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Why do you like Jersey so much? Like, what's the big fucking deal?
Alright, here's why I love it. Because we have a certain persona. A lot of people try to emulate people from New Jersey. We have a certain flavor, or a certain, how should I say, je ne sais quoi. Being from Jersey is it's just, it's in your blood, it's in your bones. It's just something to be proud of. I don't like when you people say the smell. It's just something to be proud of.
There's nothing to be proud of. Like, no good bands ever came from New Jersey. No good foods were ever from New Jersey. No good politicians were from New Jersey. And there's no famous people from New Jersey. There's nothing that's from New Jersey that was good. Face it.
Okay, you're a fucking hypocrite, New Style. You're a fucking hypocrite. You said your favorite president was Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was from New Jersey, you fucking twat!
I never said that. Ever. I never ever said Woodrow Wilson was my favorite president. My favorite president happens to be Ronald Reagan because I was born during his term and because God damn it, why not? Pretty smooth-talking dude, and I enjoyed the time spent with him in office. You're a hanger-on on this fucking state. There's nothing that ever came out of it that's good, and you can't name anything. So, I mean, there's fucking nothing. Face it.
Do you ever hear somebody called Thomas Alva Edison? Grover Cleveland? Do you ever hear somebody called Joe Pesci, Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson? Do you ever hear somebody called Tom Cruise? I'm so proud to be from this state, because where can you go and be in the slums 1 minute and in the beautiful countryside 5 minutes later? Remember this, New Style, okay? Remember this. There's good parts to every city, but not every city has bad parts. The Jersey Shore, Atlantic City, shall I continue? We have a lot of ski slopes here. We have an eclectic mix of races and nationalities. We have plenty of celebrities. We have Abbott and Costello. We're from New Jersey. One was from Patterson, one was from Atlantic City. We have the guy who was in Goodfellas with the pockmarks on his face. Aaron Burr. We have the guy with the bird on his shirt. We have Joe Theismann of South River, New Jersey. We have Jason Biggs. We also have a famous person by Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi, Tiki Torres. We have Bruce Willis. We have a lot of people from New Jersey. We have Superman, Chris Reeves. We have Grover Cleveland. Please let me finish. We have Connie Francis, who was raped. We have Danny DeVito. We have Brooke Shields, went to Princeton University. That's another thing we have, is Princeton University. We have the guy who created Wendy's. We have David Copperfield. He was from a touch in New Jersey. There's actually a street named after him. We have Daisy Fuentes from Harrison, New Jersey. We have Blondie, Debbie Harry, okay? We have Dionne Warwick from East Orange, New Jersey. Just give me a couple. We have Thomas Alva Edison. We have Big Boss. We have Big Boss Man. We have that skinny chick who goes out with... we have the Sopranos guy. Give me seconds and let me finish. I'm trying to think. Ethan Hawke we have. We have the drug addict. Jack Nicholson. We have Joanne Krakowski or whatever the fuck her name is. We have that fucking comedian. That comedian. We have Jason Alexander from Livingston, New Jersey. Bob and Ted. We have Jerry Lewis from Irvington, New Jersey, and Newark. We have that half Spanish man. We have Joe Pesci, who has a house down the shore. We have John Amos. James! We have Springsteen. We have John Travolta. He was from Bergen County. We have the guy from Sinatra's from Hoboken. Kirsten Dunst, we have Jesse Owens. We have the chick from the Fugees. Whatever the we have Lindenberg. Loretta Swit of MASH fame was from fucking Highland Park, New Jersey. We have Martha. We have Sophie. We have Michael Douglas was born in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We have Eddie Murphy had a house in England. We have B.B. Newworth. We have the Menendez brothers. Hold on, let me think for just don't please. We have Duff. We have P. Diddy. We have the basketball player with the red hair. I can't think of his name. The guy from Jaws who just died. Zach Braff is from South Orange, New Jersey. Zach Braff. We have Carl Schwarzkopf. We have Paul Simon. We have the guy who was the quarterback for the New York Giants back in the 80s. I forget his name. We have Woodrow Wilson, which I said. I'm almost done. We have Tara... whatever the fuck. We have Tom Cruise living in Glen Ridge, New Jersey. We have Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons from North Section. We have Geraldine Phil Sims, yes. Yogi Berra lives in Montclair, New Jersey. Susan Sarandon is from Highland Park, New Jersey. Tara Reid is from New Jersey, yes. Just give me a minute. Vince Lombardi is from New Jersey. And John Bon Jovi is from Saraville, New Jersey. He lived on Robin Hood Drive in Saraville, New Jersey. Jim Norton is from North Brunswick, New Jersey. Zach Braff, I mentioned Zach Braff. He's from South Orange, New Jersey. John Bon Jovi is from Saraville, New Jersey. I said Travolta. He's from Englewood, New Jersey. I said Jason Biggs. He's from South Orange, New Jersey. Ray Liotta is from Union. And the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Some of the best musicians. None other than Bon Jovi.
Now, when they were wet, what were they?
Slippery.
Thank you.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, bitches.
Oh, snap! Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Very special place for some special talk radio content, including this show and Best in Show Radio, which is on Sundays 11 to 3. Just go there Sunday. Listen the entire day. Wait, even when they're not on. Just fucking listen to silence and watch their videos and all that shit. Frank, I'm just a little flustered because I said bitches in that little rejoinder there, and that's impolite because women are to be respected. Women are to be respected. Are you aware of that?
I think everybody should be respected.
Especially women.
Yes.
Because, you know, we should definitely respect the gender that will fucking absolutely cave in and become a shell of a human the minute they see a fucking spider or a cricket or whatever. It's just fucking amazing. This is exactly why. Like, could you picture the president just flipping out the minute a fucking a cockroach entered the Oval Office?
I also cannot picture the president taking a dump, but I see your point.
Wait, you can't. You don't think presidents take a good dump? I think they take an exceptional dump. I think they do it better than most. The minute they get that, they see that they won the election, they start taking better dumps, I think. I don't think that there's going to be a woman president anytime soon, which is why Hillary is, you know, was never the candidate for me. I could never picture her as that because I kept going back. Like, you think of the most powerful women in your life, like your mother when you're a kid, or, you know, when you're your wife. You know, your sisters, your aunts, they all are capable of things that I'd never want to do or be able to do. They run the household. They do shopping. They do amazing things. The minute
right.
You put one fucking ant or a spider in front of them, they completely shut down and they get paralyzed and scream and they lose their fucking mind. This is exactly why we can't have a nuclear war with a fucking woman president. Hillary would fucking, like, I picture her just fucking collapsing and waving somebody by to go, step on it! How does that go on? I mean, you have two daughters and a wife. Does that go on a lot? Do you have to, are you frequently
well,
called?
I am the designated bug killer, the spider killer. For some reason, my daughter's room gets a lot of spiders at night, so I have to kill them. I don't mind so much. I don't really kill them. I just scoop them up and tissue and throw them out the window.
Oh, you let them live? You're very merciful.
Yeah.
That's great because they're just going to wind up in your house again because they were outside before.
Well, who am I to play God?
You're not playing God, though. I mean, they're insects. They're fucking garbage. You just throw them out, burn them, step on them, do whatever. Suck them up in a vacuum. I don't mind doing that either. I don't mind killing them.
Do you think that God thinks that insects are any less important than human beings?
Yes. And
I don't believe so.
Because they'd be able to speak English, I think. No, they'd be insects are completely worthless to me. Just like a fucking gazelle is completely worthless and slightly tasty to a lion. On the order of precedence, as far as living beings are considered, the insect is far below me. And the fact that they're like smaller than my big toe, it shows me that I can fucking crush them and not worry about it. Yeah, they're a little disgusting, maybe you don't want them in your house, whatever, but just deal with it and realize, hey, this is just something I can put my foot on and be done with.
Well, why make a mess under your foot?
Well, what are you going to do? What do you do? Do you just you probably leave a glass on it and just wait till it suffocates.
No, well,
and then scoop it up and throw it out.
If I have a fly in my house, I will never hit it. There's nothing more grotesque and disgusting when somebody has a fly swatter hanging in their goddamn kitchen.
Well, that's not bad.
It's repulsive.
That's not the worst thing. The worst is the fly paper. The sticky shit.
Oh, that's trash.
That just has fucking flies hanging on it. As a youth, I may have said before that I worked at McDonald's. We, at that store, we used the fly paper method. It was just a little tiny cardboard tube hung up from the ceiling tiles with a little twirly piece of sticky paper just coated in flies. You would have thought it was black paper, like a crepe paper that they'd use for decorations at a goth prom or something. I don't know. But it was just completely covered. No surface area left to collect any more bugs.
Well, this is what I did one day. It was a hot summer a couple years ago, and my dogs, when they go outside, they would always take a dump in the same spot. So I took fly
Your
paper.
Your dogs did this?
Yeah.
I mean, when I let my homies come over, I don't let them shit in the yard.
Okay. So what I did was I took the fly paper.
Yes.
Okay? And I took, beach chairs, and I put them right by the poop. I put it right by the shit. So I used the shit as bait, and I took a whole bunch of sticky fly paper and put it right over the shit, like an inch above the shit, so that they would automatically get stuck to it, and I killed baited a whole bunch of flies like that.
Well, you do that, like, you do the fly baiting thing when you have people over, when you're outside and you're forced to, you know, to eat your meal at a picnic table or whatever. And it's just not, it's when they don't do this, they're all in your food and in your face, and you're flicking them off your meal.
And
you take leftover food or like corn cobs, put them on a plate, put them by the garbage can all the way on the other side of the yard. And they all go over that way.
The flies always seem to follow me for some reason. If I'm like in a restaurant or something, I always get the fucking fly by the window, and it's fucking never leaves me alone. It drives me up a fucking wall.
Or when you're at a table at a restaurant by a window, and you just see that fly that's been there for 15 years dead in the corner, just crispy. It's been laying on its back since my favorite president, Ronald Reagan, was elected. It's disgusting. Bugs just fucking irritate me, but you deal with them. You fucking deal with them. There's nothing worse, though, than the fucking outdoor picnic at somebody's house who doesn't get it and doesn't realize, hey, I should probably have something to keep the bugs away.
Did you ever torture a bug?
You remember, like, the gypsy moths? You remember those, like fuzzy worm things that would just eat the trees? And there was, like, a big scare in New Jersey 15 years ago or so. When I was a kid, I would take those things, since they were so, like, all over the place. You look on any tree, you could find 150 of them. I would take them and I'd put thumbtack through their ass.
Oh my god!
And watch them try to escape. They would end up just their front legs would completely go over and they would turn into the shape of a letter C because they couldn't run away.
What?
But they were just fucking, you know, putting poison down everywhere to kill those things. So who gives a shit?
You ever hear of earwigs?
Yes, I've heard of earwigs.
Okay. I took an earwig and I took hairspray and I made it a little torch and I put a flame by the hairspray and I just torched up a couple of earwigs. But the worst thing I did was I pulled all the legs off of a daddy long legs one time and just kept the body.
Wow, you are a cruel man. Everybody's done that. Everybody's ripped the legs off a daddy long leg. You kept it though?
But no. But do you think it hurts them?
Wait, what? Do you think it hurts them?
Do you think it hurts them?
Let me rip your legs off and just keep your torso. Well, where did you put it? Where did you put the spider body?
I don't know. I just didn't put it in. I just left it there. But you don't ever hear them.
I'll just rip your legs and arms off and just leave you there.
No,
like,
but listen
to me.
I did it. You don't hear them screaming or anything, so how do you know it hurts?
Well, you realize that, like, not all animals can vocalize, right? There are animals that can't fucking make sounds. Like a giraffe has no vocal cords. So, like, you could punch a giraffe in the face and you wouldn't hear anything. It's fucking...
I didn't know that.
I do it every time I go to the Philly Zoo. They have a real sick one with a tumor on its face. I punch it right in the tumor. You don't hear anything. You try that shit at the rhino pen, you're in for a world of hurt, though. That's the thing. Yeah. Some animals just can't fucking make sounds. Like, so a spider can't make a sound, but you know it hurts it because it fucking dies. Death is... Pain is a signal that you should stop whatever is happening to you because it will kill you if you persist.
You ever see those ant farms? It looks like a mound of dirt, but it's a bunch of ants living there. I wonder if a little ant hill in the
ground.
Yeah. I wonder if you take some ants, and I always wonder if you step on a few of them or something like that. If the ants go back and tell the other ants that there's somebody over here killing us, and they it's like a little whatever.
They do, and after they kibitz a little bit over some fucking latte, then they go and mount the attack. Go back and tell people?
Right.
Like the fucking Paul Revere's ride for ants. I don't believe so. I don't believe so, Jerm. I don't think they're going back to tell anybody. But if I saw an ant, I would kill it. I would kill it and throw it out, like you should do.
Like the
screaming women want you to do. They want you to do this. They just aren't. They're incapable because of the crunchy noise or whatever it is. I don't know.
The only bug people will, even if people hate bugs, everybody loves ladybugs. Even if people are deathly afraid of bugs, everybody loves ladybugs.
I hate ladybugs.
Nobody's afraid of ladybugs, in other words.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know what? No one is afraid of a ladybug. Because it's red and it's got spots. And they're good luck in certain cultures or whatever. Count the spots! That's supposed to tell their age, you count the spots? Like, that would be great if you could just have a...
I think that was the rings around a tree, you mean.
Well, I heard that if you count the spots on a ladybug... This is, when I was a kid. It's not like something I read in a fucking medical journal or entomology guide or something like that. I don't even know what the fuck it is. But, it would be great if we had some visual indication of, exactly how many years old you are. Like, some kind of stripes that you gained.
Right, right.
Or something like that. Because then, everybody would be on the same page. You would all know exactly what it is.
Right.
I don't know. The bug thing, though, to me, it's irritating. I'm not upset about having to kill the bug. I don't care about that. That's fine. It's just that in the middle of a conversation, so I was thinking that maybe we can go... the bug!
Did you ever take a bug?
Just fucking terrible.
Did you ever take a bug and it was still alive and you put it in the toilet bowl and just flushed it and watched it just go to its death?
And you know what else I do? I put it in the bowl. Watch it. Try and get out, but it can't because it's soaked. And then I pee on it. Every single time.
Oh my God!
Every single time.
You're humiliating it. You're humiliating the poor thing.
I figure, maybe me and the bug will engage in some water sports before I send it on its bon voyage down the fucking pipes. Why not?
Awful, man.
Why
Awful.
Not? Why wouldn't I? I saw a picture of a urinal in Holland where they had a fly painted just to the right of the center of a urinal. Because they said it improved accuracy. People would instinctively aim for that fly, so it kept all the piss in the middle of the bowl. And it's true. If there's anything in that urinal or that toilet bowl, I'm going to try to pee on it.
Right.
Do you ever see that? Like, where you're pissing in a toilet, and maybe there's, a little something floating in there or whatever. Like, maybe a little piece of toilet paper or a bug, Would you? You would aim for it. You'd have to.
Yeah. But... You know what I do, though? Sometimes it's embarrassing to pee because you don't want people to hear your piss hitting the water. Sometimes I'll flush the toilet while it's peeing, so you won't hear the sound of the pee.
The term for that is being pee shy.
Oh.
You don't want people to hear your piss because you think you're not making a loud enough sound. That's what it is.
I think I'm making too loud of a sound.
You think you're making too loud? Let me tell you, I could never make too loud of a sound. If I'm pissing, I like to go in there sometimes with a full soda and just fucking dump it in just to let people know what's up. I have a bladder you won't even fucking want to deal with. Just fucking force it out of there with the utmost pressure. Squeeze the can even. Why not? Yeah, I'm not really pee or crap shy. Like, if I have to shit and there's somebody in there, I'll try to hold off, you know, maybe not make the shit noises while they're in the bathroom, maybe in the next stall or at a urinal or something. But, you know, if I have to go, I'm letting it rip. I don't care.
Hey, what happened to the fly when it landed on a toilet bowl seat?
Is this a joke? I mean, is this something you read in your daughter's highlights magazine or your weekly reader?
What happened to the fly when it landed on a toilet bowl seat?
What happened?
It got pissed off.
Oh, wow! That's amazing. Where did you where'd you come across that one?
Ah, long time ago.
Yeah, maybe anyway. If it was on my toilet, but it would get pissed in right into the bowl and never miss.
Right.
Impeccable aim. You have no idea. I used to think summer was the best season ever. Like this was my favorite time of year. Lately, it's just I'm working. I've been working for, like, I don't know, 6 years now. It's just starting to fucking wear on me, this fucking heat.
It's not even summer yet. It just started.
Everybody's in a shitty mood because of the heat. It's fucking terrible. It's fucking awful. Like, I used to have certain things I'd look forward to. Like, certain movies reminded me of summer. Certain music, like the Sublime self-titled album reminded me of summer. Karate Kid reminded me of summer because of that song Cruel Summer, but... to me, it's fucking... I'm done with it now. I'm just fucking done. I mean, there are a few things that are good, but there's the picnics you have to go to with all the fucking flies, the gnats. You don't even get to talk to anybody or eat your food because you're busy fending your fucking... your entire table off from this onslaught of fucking... just this cloud of locusts that come into your fucking table. I mean... what are your thoughts on summer? I mean,
I love summer, but the problem I have is I have I can't win with air conditioners, especially in the car.
Now, what do you mean when you can't win?
Well, I'm never able to adjust those vents perfectly to whether it's the most prime optimal spot of coolness. They're always, you know, you're all sweaty and you go into the hot car. You're all sweaty. You can't wait to put that fucking freezing cold air. You can't wait for it to hit your face.
Yeah.
But then after a while, it's hitting your face and you're getting a headache and you're trying to move it around, and then if you move it to one spot, now you're hot again and you go back and forth. I can never get those vents to be exactly how I want them to be.
It's true.
It's very irritating.
That bugs me, but to me, I just always leave it on low. I always put it on low. I want to be as cold as possible. I would rather be cold than be hot and pissed off and sluggish. I'd rather be fucking ice cold and deal with that, to me. I mean, what do you think? Would you rather be completely cold or completely hot?
Well, It's better to be cold because you can always put clothes on to warm up. But with being hot, what can you do? But I guess you can go in the air conditioning. But I have a rule. We have a rule in my house. What we do is it's being cold takes precedence over being hot. In other words, if somebody's cold, then you put the heat up. But if somebody's nauseous from the heat,
it's no good. First of all, you live in a house with three females, and there's only two males. Your son is 4 years old. He's a male. They're gonna win every fucking time. The minute they get cold in a fucking arid desert, they're gonna be, I'm cold. Where's my sweater?
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing is they'll never say put the heat on. They'll sit there with fucking blankets just covering them up, looking like it's the worst place to be. Meanwhile, you're in a fucking you're in an undershirt and in your fucking underwear, sitting there enjoying life. But
right.
No, and then you know they'll give you shit until you go and turn the heat on. They won't actually say it. That's the thing. Women are always cold, and you have to. And if you take that rule and put it into effect, where it's like cold takes precedence over being hot, then you're never going to be comfortable. Are you ever comfortable in your house?
I guess in the springtime, but in the winter, I'm never comfortable because I'm always nauseous in the heat.
Yeah,
and I usually open the window.
That's the thing. Like my car now has it's easy to maintain our relationship, me and my girlfriend. But my car before it had the you know either hot or cold. It had heat or air conditioning. So I would be driving, I'd have my air conditioning on, I'd look over, it's on the fucking red, all the way up to four fans or whatever the fuck the car symbols are for your fucking heating system. I'm like, right. What the fuck? I'm trying to control a car, and now I'm going into fucking heat delusions. Just fucking leave it on the AC. Then I got my car that I'm driving now, and it has the climate control. Mine is pegged on low. Hers is pegged on the hottest you can get, and the seat warmers are on in the fucking summer. But I don't give a shit because I feel cold air on me. It's the perfect thing. I mean, you should probably do that.
I don't have what do they call it? Dual air?
Dual climate control. Dual climate zone. Control. P-roll saying dual zone.
I don't have that. I don't think it really makes sense because, it's not like there's a wall between you two. Her warmth is going to go into your cold. Her cold is going to go into her warmth.
But you kind of have like a neutral zone. I mean, the thing is, it's pumping air at you.
Right.
The entire time. So whether it's fucking mixing or not, I don't give a fuck. The cold air is coming on me.
Right.
I mean, it's the perfect. There's nothing wrong with this fucking thing.
I'm happy for
it's
you.
It's the best thing
it
ever.
Out.
I mean, you were in my car once.
That's true.
And you enjoyed it.
It wasn't bad.
You told me how great it was. You said this is the life. I wish
it has a flaw.
What's the flaw?
It has a flaw because you have to have it both of them on. You can't have one on and one off.
In my car, that's true. That's true. In my car, you do have to have both on. You can't just have one side off. But you know what? You compromise. You say, you know what? You don't want it on? Put it at fucking 75. Everybody's comfortable at 75.
Right.
But no, you have to go find a fucking some flaw with it as you drive your Mercury Sable with the four fans and the half blue, half red dial. That's what you have, right? The standard half blue, half red.
Absolutely.
Spin it to blue, spin it to red. That's all you have.
Like an old television.
just the click channel. Knobs.
Right, okay. Right.
It's awful. I mean, even like we have air conditioning on right now, and it's fucking miserable. It's just it's not good. It really is awful. And the summer to me is just fucking terrible. But you know, there's some things I still kind of like about it. Things I look back on, like the fruit, the fresh summer fruit that you get, like the watermelon and all that shit. I like mm-hmm. that. That's one
I
of
love
my.
It too.
Excuse me.
I love it too.
I do. What's your favorite summertime fruit? Favorite.
I like the melons, the honeydews, the cantaloupe.
Like a nice set of melons, do you?
I like nectarines. But I don't like them too mushy. I have to be able to bite them, and you don't get any mush. You bite it, and it's a clean bite. You can see directly into the pit.
Now, the thing is, you're biting into this fruit, right? You're not skinning it. You obviously wash it, right?
Of course.
You're so extreme with everything else. I always wonder, does somebody like you enjoy fruit? You obviously do. You don't worry about anything.
Well, obviously, I worry about the people, the possibility that could be touched by human hands, but the likelihood of my particular fruit being touched by human hands are very low, because because it's taken off the trees by machines.
What? You think that every piece of fruit is taken off by machines?
It's taken off by machines.
No, I mean, that's what, we're employing half of Mexico in California to pull oranges and everything, every other goddamn fruit off the trees. They're touching them. They're dropping them in the dirt. They're putting them in these baskets that spill out all over these dirty trucks, and they put them in there. And then they spray them down with whatever the fuck. And
pesticides don't bother me.
Pesticides don't bother you? Would you prefer your fruit to have a pesticide-y taste or a possibility of it being handled by someone with
pesticides.
Dirty...
Pesticides. Pesticides.
Are you...
I'll take pesticides over anything.
Really?
DDT, give me it any time.
Anytime. That nice little glaze that you have to chip off with a fucking knife on an apple.
Right.
Fucking terrible. But they pack them in these boxes. They handle them. They clean them. And you go to the grocery store. You pick them up. And now, boom. Germs. All over your fucking thing that you're biting into. And you think you wash that thing real well. You're not getting every little nook and cranny. Would you eat a fruit that has a dent or a little cut in it?
Never. A lot of times you see, like, it looks like somebody took their fucking fingernail and just jammed it right in the fruit, and that repulses me. I won't eat that ever.
Like a little finger.
Somebody mentioned that somebody in the Hear Us Talk, it's hearustalk.com, because you see with your hear and you hear with your talk. somebody mentioned that they hate the fuzz on peaches. I cannot eat a peach because of the fuzz. It makes me cringe.
Why?
The, the fuzz makes me cringe. I get that feeling in my teeth, and I cringe from it.
Your peach has to be shaved down.
It has to be cut. The skin has to be taken off.
It's got to look fresh, like when it was grown.
Right.
No fuzz whatsoever going in your face and in your teeth and all that.
Right.
You don't want to feel that with your tongue.
I don't like that teeth. Biting into that fuzz, it makes me cringe. It's just a horrible, horrible feeling. I can't. The thought of it makes me twitter.
Twitter? It makes you twitter?
Right.
Jesus. The summertime's also, you know, when all the movies come out. So Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Did you
How
see
was that?
Oh, it was completely terrible. It was the worst movie that I've ever looked forward to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Indiana Jones finds a spaceship after surviving an atomic blast by hiding in a refrigerator. And also he communicates with aliens. And it's completely retarded.
I saw a couple movies myself.
What'd you see?
A little movie called Satisfaction.
What movie is that?
This is a movie called Satisfaction, starring Justine Bateman.
Wait, when did this movie come out?
I believe it was 1988.
We're talking about summer movies. I mentioned Indiana Jones 4.
Oh,
you mentioned Satisfaction with Justine Bateman.
It came out in the summer of 1988.
Oh, my God.
But this is what I don't understand. Guess who was in that film? Guess who was in the film Satisfaction?
I'll tell you in a second. Who was in it?
Justine Bateman was the star.
Yes. I'm looking at it right
Julia
now.
Julia Roberts was in that movie. But she was not the star of the movie.
Oh, so this is like an up-and-coming type thing?
Well, here, Justine Bateman is the star of this movie, and Julia Roberts was just like had a supporting role. She was nobody at that time. And then here she goes. Lo and behold, she becomes, you know, the biggest thing since sliced bread as far as female actors. And leaves Justine Bateman in the dust.
Yes.
How pissed off do you think Justine Bateman is when she says, I gave this fucking person her start, and now she surpassed me?
I don't know if she's going to say, I gave her her start. I don't think she's going to say that, but I'm going to think that she's like, I could have been that. Like, she could have been in Ocean's 11, which, I mean, Justine Bateman was terrible. And you think, like, what did she ever do that was good besides, like what, Family Ties? She was the fucking stupid girl?
But you don't think that makes... That definitely makes her...
Oh, that's gotta drive her insane. I mean, if I ever work at a place with somebody, and then they became some fucking, like, rock legend, I'd be like, that fucking guy, he made fries with me at McDonald's.
Right. Well, you know what it is? It's like if you're working at a job for, like, 20 years, and they hire this new guy, the new guy eventually becomes your boss... Something like that.
Oh, that's gotta be terrible.
Another case in point.
You know Liam Neeson was in that movie too. Was he big at that time? Probably.
I don't know. He was in a movie. I don't know at that time.
Yeah.
But here's how do you think Dana Carvey feels of the success of Mike Myers?
Oh,
do you think it just rips him up inside?
Well, he's gotta be extremely upset after what was that movie that he had in like 2000 or whatever.
Oh, Master of Disguise.
Oh, oh man.
It was just an embarrassment.
He can make funny faces and do voices. Oh, and of course they had to work George Bush in there and Ross Perot. Jesus Christ.
But I mean Dana Carvey. Very talented. He was on SNL before Mike Myers.
He was a superstar on fucking SNL.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely was.
Mike Myers just caught up to him, went right past him.
But now Mike Myers is on the decline. Like, what is he doing? He's doing The Love Guru or whatever. Like, that's going to be his... I think that's going to be his fucking Master of Disguise. The Love Guru looks terrible.
Another movie I saw over the weekend... Little movie called Airheads, starring Brendan Fraser.
By the way, Dana Carvey's last credit, Master of Disguise.
Oh,
it killed his fucking career. So wait, what movie did you saw? Which movie?
I saw a movie called Airheads with Brendan Fraser.
Great movie.
Guess who got third billing in that movie?
Who had third billing?
Mr. Adam Sandler.
Okay, so it was Brendan Fraser, whatever
Fraser.
The fuck his name is. No one cares. Don't correct everybody when they say it wrong. You're lucky that we even fucking know who you are. Brendan Fraser, fucking Steve Buscemi, And Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler was third billing. He had probably a total of 10 lines in the whole fucking movie.
And he was like the ooba-dooba-dooba-shabba-doo, like really silly fucking douche. I mean, that was his gimmick at the time.
He was a stereotypical stupid drummer.
Yeah.
Now here it is. Adam Sandler's making $20 million picture. Fucking Brendan Fraser's doing sequels of George in the Jungle, for Christ's sake.
Bedazzled Part 2.
Yeah. I mean, how don't you think it just eats him up inside?
It's got to. I mean, Steve Buscemi's big, but like now he only does like bit parts in like every Adam Sandler movie now.
Right.
I mean, what's the last big thing that Buscemi's done?
Well, he was in The Sopranos. Did a year of The Sopranos.
He directed a few of those too. Is he doing like more director work or directorial work or something?
I'm not following his career.
I'm looking at his IMDb thing. He's got like a lot of things that just say like one episode. Like he does a walk on some show and stars as some character with some fucking obviously like white and weird guy name, like Lenny Wachowski or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but. Buscemi is good. I don't think he's ever going to be someone that you'll say like, wow, whatever happened to Buscemi? I mean, he's him. That's him. But fucking Brendan Fraser, like whatever the what is he going to be in? You know?
I don't know.
What was that movie where he was in? Where he was under? He had to live underground with fucking Christopher Walken and pretend it was the '60s. It just a fucking terrible movie. Terrible, terrible movie. So what you're saying is you focus on watching these old movies and you see a famous face when they weren't famous. And does this anger you at all?
Angers me that these people had the nerve to pass the people who gave them their start.
They had the nerve. How dare you be successful?
How do you think Cybill Shepherd felt about Bruce Willis's success? Now, Cybill Shepherd was a movie star. She was in Taxi Driver. She was in a lot of movies in the early 70s.
You're starting to lose me when you go to Cybill Shepherd. I mean, I remember Moonlighting.
Exactly. Well, they started Moonlighting. She was already a star. This was his, you know, his breaking role. He surpasses her.
He surpassed her in a huge way, and she's never been in anything.
He didn't even thank her.
Never. And why would you? Fuck. You know what? Maybe she was a cunt. You don't know that. She could have been a gigantic bitch. He probably had to kill who knows how many spiders on the fucking on the back of the set of fucking Moonlighting. She would begin to do her lines, and a fucking ant would crawl across the edge of her script, and the fucking day was ruined. That's the thing. You feel bad, and you get a little pissed off that they surpassed the more famous actor. And the truth is, maybe that fucking more famous actor got to their fucking head. Maybe they became a little bit too full of themselves. Maybe that's the case.
How pissed off do you think C. Thomas Howell is at Tom Cruise?
I think C. Thomas Howell has a lot of people to be pissed off at.
I mean, come on.
Namely, the guy that convinced him to do Soul Man. Yeah, you're going to be a guy that overdoses on fucking self-tanning pills or whatever the fuck, and you're going to be a believable black guy.
I mean, think of this. Movie Outsiders, great movie. Okay, Tom Cruise had like fifth fucking billing in that movie. See, Thomas Howell was
He had like two lines in The Outsiders, right?
Tom like Cruise? That.
Yeah.
Now, how pissed is see Thomas Howell?
Ain't nobody gonna call the fuzz in this neighborhood! There ain't nobody! I think that was the extent of Tom Cruise's brilliance.
Also, there was a movie, Timothy Hutton.
Yes.
Star of a movie called Taps. I think it was 81.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was like fifth or sixth billing. Tom Cruise surpasses Timothy Hutton.
You think that Timothy Hutton sits there, just drinks, and fucking damn you, Cruise.
And this is the worst.
God,
this is what the
damn
this
you.
Is what the clincher is. This is what the clincher. Timothy Hutton passed up the role that made Tom Cruise famous, the Risky Business role.
Really?
Timothy Hutton was offered Risky Business, and he passed it up.
I think that the one where, you know, where people get surpassed, I don't think that bothers people as much as the, I turned down that role, and that role fucking made somebody. Like what was his name? Fucking Married to Goldie Hawn. Kurt Russell was he tried out for fucking Han Solo, and I guess he didn't take it or wasn't selected or something. And then fucking Harrison Ford gets it, and now he's gigantic. And where's Kurt Russell? He's Kurt Russell. You know, he's not that great.
He's doing Overboard.
He's Overboard. Yeah, the redneck fucking carpenter is making
Turner and
and then that movie was Stallone.
No, not Turner and Hooch. That was Tom Hanks. You're thinking about Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. That's true.
Do you think Reginald Val Johnson is pissed off at Jaleel White?
Oh my God, yes.
This show is centered around Reginald Val Johnson. He was the star of the show.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of Family Matters. See, that's the thing.
Listen to me.
Oh, go ahead.
Reginald Val Johnson. This Jaleel White just shot the stardom. How do you feel about that?
I personally didn't mind it. I liked the show. I really enjoyed the show.
You like the theme song?
I'm fucking looking for it. I wish you didn't fucking say that. Son of a bitch. I don't know where it is.
Anyway.
I'm going to get it. You know that. That show was built around him. He was a pretty big star in his own right. Like, he had a supporting role in Die Hard. A few other movies. I don't exactly remember it, but...
I believe it was in Turner and Hooch, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, there it is!
It's so rare condition this day and age.
Any good news? Okay, hold on. There's Harriet. There is Harriet. There. By the way, there isn't an uglier TV mom than Harriet from Family Matters.
I got to disagree with you.
You're going to disagree with me when I say... First of all, Reginald Val Johnson's a gay man.
Is that confirmed?
I don't know. I'm just saying that, I've heard things and he's gay. That's what I'm saying. That would be the only believable scenario, that if Carl Winslow was actually a on the DL gay cop, that's the only way you could believe he was getting up on Harriet. It's just not possible. But you disagree that Harriet was the ugliest TV mom?
I'm thinking Maud.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who would rather fuck Harriet than Maud? Who's this?
This is Barb. Hi.
Barb, how are you? What's going on?
We're in a blackout.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I hope it doesn't happen to us.
See, I wanted to tell you something. I don't know if you're in the middle of something, but something very creepy just happened.
What happened?
The next-door neighbor came over.
Came over.
Actually, it was a guy across the street. So we find out that his wife died in December. We had no idea.
Way to keep tabs.
We had no clue. He then proceeds to try to hit on my mom, and then tells her that I went over to his house a couple times for man advice because he's a real man. Is he trying to fuck my mom or me? Because, little tidbit of information, his wife that died, her name was Barbara.
Oh, shit.
Weird.
Was she born in 1937 when your name was popular?
You fuck. You motherfucker.
Callback. If you don't understand it, go to djnewstyleshow.com. Download some old shows. You may hit it eventually. It's episode 167. That's fucked up. Frank, what do you think about that?
I think it's awful, and I hope the lights come back
on. I think you just want to go over there, maybe kick some game to Barb's mom.
No, I have no problem, Magdalena.
Oh, first name basis, that's really good.
Wow, okay.
But it's always, when the lights go, when you have a blackout, it's just the weirdest feeling in the world, because everybody just, stands together in the same room, and they're very quiet, and it's just the weirdest. You get your candles, and it's like... it's a little fun in a way, but it's a little scary too.
Yeah. Anyway. So much fun.
Well, maybe you guys can explore each other. spiritually. You can use the cell phone as a flashlight. I find myself doing that a lot. I'm like, I don't have a fucking flashlight. I got a cell phone. Fuck it. Open it up. LED backlight. Oh, there it is. Found that.
Never worked. Never works as good as you want it to.
No, you have to hold the cell phone about two fucking millimeters away from any surface you want to read. Yeah. Well, I personally, the verdict is that he's a fucking complete creep by proposing this passive aggressively and mentioning that his wife is dead. My wife's dead, by the way. Your daughter came over for man advice. Because I'm a
complete lie. I don't know where he can. It's a complete lie, and I'm creeped out now.
Does he think that you're not going to talk to your mom? I mean...
I have no clue what he was thinking. Now I want to move.
Just fucking... Yeah, why don't you? Just stay away from that guy. Frank, do you have any advice for Ababada?
No.
That's good. Way to be a pal.
But listen...
Thanks.
We have, we have her on the phone now.
What?
And we have, I'm assuming Tidbits not too far away.
Yes, Tidbits right here.
What is it that you propose?
Well, hang on one second.
What is it that you're trying to do here, Frank?
I thought we were going to have a little challenge tonight.
What type of a challenge do you want to have? I mean, first of all, what kind of challenge and what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish here?
I think you know what I'm talking about, Newstar. We're having a little bit of a challenge to see who's better at something.
What, jerking off? I don't know. We have another caller here real quick. Hold on one second. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Ababada and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
I was calling on your previous topic, but...
The TV moms?
Whatever Germ's scheming with Barb sounds way more interesting.
Well, wait, no. what did you have?
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say Vivian from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, which one? There were four Vivians.
Well, here's what's funny about Vivian. She was so ugly and forgettable that they replaced her and nobody noticed.
Kind of like on Different Strokes when they had
I think the first one was she looked like an upscale black woman, and the second one just looked like some woman they fished out of the ghetto. Big teeth and just awful hair.
And what's with the big, like, every black sitcom had, like, the big fat, on the DL gay dad. I don't understand it. Yeah, she might be the worst. But I don't know. I don't know. Do you think she beats Harriet from Family Matters?
I think just because she was so unimportant, they just replaced her and no one cared.
I agree.
Isn't there
a famous thing where the daughter left and you never heard from her again?
Well, they had two daughters in the first season. The youngest daughter left, eventually became a porn star named Crave. Not Crazed. Crave. And she did black on black porn and then quit. You got to learn things from this show. The youngest daughter on Family Matters became an ebony porn star. I think she got banged out by Lexington Steel. For those of you who are familiar with black porn stars. Okay. Well, I like the show. I had to figure it out. For Christ's sake. Well, I don't know what Germ's got going on with Barb, but yeah, I agree that she's so forgettable, she had to have been probably one of the worst.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
You're welcome very much.
Okay, so wait, let's get down to the bottom of this. What are you saying? What kind of competition? Who called who here?
I'm thinking we have a little bit of a trivia contest here.
Okay, now are you challenging people?
I'm challenging Mr. Tidbit 88.
Oh shit!
Right
Baby's
now, you're challenging
right now.
Tidbit 88. Right now.
Get over here right now.
What's the subject? What's the subject matter?
I'm challenging somebody else too.
Well, we can see if they even call in. But who's this?
Well, that's somebody else. Please. I'm challenging Tidbit.
Oh my god! I'm sorry. I'm so sexy. I can't do this.
Fucking animal.
Hold on a second. We have somebody calling in here. Who is this? You're on the DJ New Style Show with Barbara and Germ Freak.
This is Ed McGrath.
Would this be the person that you were challenging?
I'm challenging Mr. Ed McGrath and Tidbit 88 that I will kick their ass in Seinfeld trivia.
Seinfeld trivia? You are aware that show is, they're not making new episodes, right?
It's on every day.
It is on every day. I'll give you that. Okay, so now, how is this going to work?
I think what we should do is, rather than ask somebody a question independently. I think we should just ask the same question. Whoever presses the buzzer first should answer.
But what do you think? This isn't like the Merv Griffin show set. I don't have fucking buzzers. What
well,
buzzer?
Whoever yells at Hoochie Mama first will answer the question.
This might be the most poorly thought out thing we've ever attempted.
Come on, we'll do a quick, you know, 10 questions.
Do you realize
15,
that
whatever.
Three people yelling Hoochie Mama at once is going to be fucking terrible?
Who's ever voice you hear first, Ken?
All right.
You're a college grad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll see how it works right now. I see how it works. So we'll do some Seinfeld trivia. I found a few questions here on some sites that I won't tell you about because then you'll cheat. They break them down into categories, and I'm hearing a bit of an echo, but that's okay. What level do you guys think you are as far as Seinfeld trivia goes? I mean, you claim to be the best, right?
One of the best.
I am advanced level.
You are advanced. You're coming out right now. Ed McGrath is saying he is the shit when it comes to this type of trivia, which should have been done in 1996. And Tidbit 88, what would you say?
Well, Ed being my teammate, I'd say, so I'm probably advanced too.
Oh, there's no teammates here. It's every man for himself.
Yeah, you're doing it all on your own, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. So, okay, first question. And believe me, if I can't discern who's saying fucking Hoochie Mama, I'm picking out of a fucking hat. And we'll see how this goes. I'm not sold.
No cheating, new style, because I'll fucking take off these headphones and walk out the fucking room.
Oh, God. And then we won't get to do this Seinfeld trivia.
Come on.
First one.
Quick.
First question, okay? First question. Oh, my God, this is fucking miserable. God. I'm looking through these things here. Okay, let's say that this one here. What the fuck is this shit? Oh my God, this is fucking horrific. There are questions on this site that are specific to episodes. I don't fucking know. This is going down in flames.
You want to do it next week? Maybe we can be better.
Can we just fucking set it up for next week?
You can't do it with, like, five quick questions.
Oh, you want like a preliminary round?
Five quick questions.
Five quick questions. Five quick questions. Okay, fine. Fine, here we go.
Don't make it difficult.
What?
Don't create the wheel. Go.
Don't recreate the wheel. Fine. We're going to go with some hard trivia questions here. All right, are you ready?
Go.
There's no answers on this fucking thing. Fuck this! I'm done! Fuck it! Fuck this! Seinfeld trivia. Fuck it! I'm not doing it! I can't fucking contain myself.
Maybe Frank can save the show and do some impressions.
Jesus.
Right. Well, I do a couple
Seinfeld of trivia.
I do a couple of Seinfeld impressions.
You do?
I do.
How about you do the impression? Don't say who it is, and
all right.
And the experts, Tidbit 88 and fucking Ed McGrath, will guess who you're doing. And go.
Well, all right.
Just do the impression,
I
and then
tell you who
and
these
no, and then
are.
Explain it after they guess. Just
all
do
right.
The impression, and then we'll do the explanation after.
Okay. Let me tell you. The
no.
Let me
just do the.
I have to give you the setup first. This is an episode that involved the deaf actress Molly Matlin, where she was a ball girl.
Bingo!
What the fuck?
Hey, one point for me.
Just
that's 1 point for me.
Listen to me.
You
just let me finish.
Just do the impression. You already gave it away.
Can I set the fucking thing up?
You set it up with the answer. You
shut
shithead.
Up.
That's not
an episode where Jerry Seinfeld is in a stand of a tennis, watching a tennis match, where Molly Matlin, the deaf actress, is the ball girl. Seinfeld's trying to get her attention. So this is what he says to her. What are you doing? And she goes like this.
Bingo.
Okay.
Do you see why that is the wrong thing? That do you see that why that is exactly what I did not ask for? I said, do the voice, let them guess who it is, and then you tell them the fucking entire thing.
All right, what about this?
Do you just do the voice? Listen to me. Do the voice.
Salad.
What's that?
You had to get the big salad.
Okay, and ready, set, go.
That would be George Costanza.
Okay, Ed McGrath pulls it away. So it's 1-1, Tidbit versus Ed McGrath.
All right, Tidbit versus Ed McGrath. I'll just take up a couple quick questions real quick. What is the
We're doing the impressions. What? Don't fucking be all over the map.
Okay, this particular character may not have had a name, but you could describe who he was. What the hell do I know about cooking a shirt?
That would be the pizza man cooking calzones for George and George.
Hey.
Pretty good. But now, why don't you now tell us the setup for that, Frank.
Here's another one.
Oh,
see
my God.
See any good movies at the Paragon, Willie? Who said that?
Can you repeat that, please?
See any good movies, Willie, at the Paragon Theater, Willie?
Oh, that would be Jerry to the dry cleaner when he wore his jacket.
Very good, very good. Okay.
Do you have any others there? Do you have any other?
Don't you have an AC/DC song, "Shut Down in Flames"?
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, the next time we have trivia contests, and the option is for three people to shout in the phone, and the one you hear first wins, it's not going to work.
Okay, then fuck the whole idea.
I'll come up with something because you want to. Why? Now let me ask you this.
I want to rub Tidbit's face in the dirt, as well as Ed McGrath's face.
You want to defeat somebody for once.
I want to defeat both those boys.
So
could beat me in eighties one hit wonders, Frank.
Oh!
Hey!
That's right. You lost.
You admit that was a setup.
No, it was not. Did I play anything other than 80s one hit wonders?
You told me you got the most obscure 80s songs available and played them.
I just picked a random list.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Anyway, I will come up with a structured game for next time. Okay?
Thank you.
And these three participants, you, Tidbit 88, and Ed McGrath, will determine who is the best in Seinfeld trivia. Because this is something that is so pressing in 2008, now that we're on a war of fucking 18 fronts, there's an election coming by, and it's hotter than shit, and I'm sweating through fucking three shirts right now. This is what I want to do. But I'll come up with something, and I'll give you your chance to bury these two in the fucking dirt.
Tidbit, get ready, Tidbit. I'm taking no prisoners.
You're done.
I'm taking no prisoners, boy.
By the way, when's that boxing match happening? We'll see. We'll see. Tidbit's going to do some training. So is Ed. Ed's going to jump in with a fucking chair or a spiked bat. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be extreme. So we'll set that up for next time. We'll do that, okay?
Thank you.
Sounds good. You're done, Frank.
All right.
You're done, Frank. Fuck the Knicks game! All right. Thank you very much, Tidbit 88 and Ed. I hope you study. For this, you know, to study, watch the episodes that you've seen four times a fifth time. That's how you study for this. They're on every fucking day. Everybody knows everything about this fucking show. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I'm sorry, I'm hanging up on all of you, Frank. You know, it's nothing to claim that you know everything about Seinfeld, because everybody knows at least three people that say I know everything about, and then insert at least one show here. And Seinfeld's usually people's most popular show.
What show are you an expert in? As far as what show are you an expert in?
I'm not an expert in any TV shows anymore.
Of course,
I would say I'm as close to being an expert in fucking Different Strokes.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell. I could be people in Saved by the Bell trivia. Family Matters, you know, not much, but
no, I'm sorry I even asked.
Yeah, why are you sorry you even asked? You just fucking loved it. You gushed about Reginald Bell Johnson like 2 minutes ago.
Aren't you embarrassed to say that you know you're an expert about Saved by the Bell? That's a fucking girl's show.
Yeah, you know what? I would be about as embarrassed as you should be right now for challenging two other adult males to a fucking battle of wits regarding Seinfeld occurrences. let's take it to the cage! Kramer was the best! just fucking amazing.
Breaky there.
What? What was that?
Little breaky.
You want to take a quick break?
Come back with
Oh, well, we have to find a few things out, obviously.
Yes.
A few things, with the help of our friends. It's a DJ News Style Show. Real quick break here. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Well, I'm so happy that I decided to express my happiness in music. Here we go. I'm better at everything than you. I'm quicker with every single move. Faster with every step I take, oh yeah. Smoother with every single groove. I look in the mirror and I smile, 'cause I can see the world works well. I'm living here in a much, much paler town, and I'm not stuck in some poor urban hell. It's clouds, kitties, candy cake. Stand up now, let's dance. If you can't laugh, then you can't live. We're happy as two unmolested kids. First place trophies, I'm the best. I always win grand prize. If I let you near me, then you'd see my happy eyes. No more tears, let's share a beer and skip on down the lane. We'll tell each other knock-knock jokes and we'll never feel pain. It's rabbits, bunnies, funny tales, stories and fun-filled days. Who jumped and laughed? Oh yeah, we did, 'cause we're happy as two unmolested kids. Clouds, kitties, candy cakes, stand up now, let's dance. If you can't laugh, you can't live. I'm as happy as an unmolested kid. Yeah, smile.
The DJ New Style Show.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick. Oh, snap. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. HearUsTalk.com, the place to be and the thing you do with your ears. Unless you're deaf, and if you're deaf, then I guess you can't hear us talk. So eat my ass. God, it's good to have you back, Frank. Such a long and relaxing break.
Yes, but I was in the middle of a piss.
You heard it and had to run down?
Yes.
Did you even zip? Did you zip?
I pull my pants all the way down when I take a squirt.
That's a little gay. Kind of like that song I played, and kind of like Reginald Vell Johnson.
What about Reginald Vell Johnson?
He's gay. He's a gay man. I mean, is this something that you want to go a little bit further into here? I mean, do you have anything that's troubling you?
I think I do.
You really do, don't you?
I think I do.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's get to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is It Gay? Oh, yeah. It's that part of the show where Germ Freak likes to find out if a few things are gay. Take it away, Germ Freak.
First, I want to note, please note that Is It Gay is not about the disparaging of homosexuals, but rather in determining if certain actions can be perceived as being effeminate, i.e., having feminine qualities untypical of a male person. Please note that the DJ New Style Show and those who represent the DJ New Style Show do not in any way tolerate the judging of individuals based on race, color, religion, sex, age, marital status, handicap, familial status, sexual orientation, or national origin. This episode of Is It Gay has been brought to you by Braindent of Braindent.com.
Braindent.
Was taking part in today's Is It Gay questions.
We sponsored a bit today. It's great. Yeah. Braindent.com. I don't even think he updates it anymore, but it's still pretty funny. He's a talented guy. He's going to be doing some stuff for us. Very good. With us on the line here.
Who could be on the line?
It would be Pristine Sneakers. Pristine, how are you today?
All right, man. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. We're in a bit of a period of uncertainty because there's a few things apparently that Frank would like to find out whether or not they're gay.
Well, wow, let's do this shit, huh?
Let's fucking get this on! What's the first thing, Frank?
Is it gay for a guy to pick lint off of another guy's shirt?
Well, Pristine, wait, may as well fucking throw you right in the fire. What do you think?
No. I think it's one of those things, you know, you got some shit in your hair or something like that, and someone goes, hey, I mean, I guess they could just tell you it's there and let you do it, but no, I don't think it's gay.
I think it's kind of in how you make them aware of it. If you go, oh, you've got something on you, and you pick it off of them, you'll be like, yo, dude, you got some fucking shit on your sweater. It could teeter. I'm saying it could teeter. Frank, you're the deciding vote. What is this?
It depends on what part of the body the lint is on. If it's below the waist, gay. Above the waist, not gay.
If it's on the cock head, it's probably...
He has some lint over there. Let me take it off with my mouth.
It's under your zipper and underwear. What's next in your diatribe of questionable homosexuality, Ben?
Is it gay for a guy to have a lot of trinkets on his keychain?
Trinkets like keychains, membership cards...
Yeah, like, you know, just little mementos, things of that nature that you could put on there. I think you know what I mean.
I'm going to say, depending on what they are, gay. But it depends on what they are. Pristine, what do you think?
I think it's... The people who I've seen do that are, like, the kind of guys who, like... There'll be a bunch of keychains from computer conventions and things like that. I think it's like more of a dweeby thing to do than a gay thing to do.
Like the long lanyard or whatever? Like swinging the keys around?
That's gay.
Frank, do you ever throw out keys?
I never throw out keys because you never know when you need them.
I'm not that crazy to think that I might need them again. I just never get around to throwing them out. I hang on to them forever for some reason. And eventually I look like I'm a fucking jailer. I have 3 sets of keys from when I started working at my place.
When you first got your driver's license, you know what I did when I first got my driver's license? I used to show off my keys.
You cleaned the car with a fucking toothbrush, and then we'll put on a body condom and drove to a Dairy Queen.
Okay, that's where we're going? Okay.
What?
No, I remember when I first got my driver's license, I would show off my keys. I would let everybody know I had a bunch of keys, so that they knew I was driving.
Yep, got some keys here, everybody! Yep, got some keys. See that topaz out back? It's me. That's me.
Do you wear one of those clip-on keychains? It's like a tape measure that you attach to your pants, and then you just pull the key.
On your belt?
Yeah.
I do not.
You know what I'm talking about.
Like a fucking manager at a Target that has to take an item off your belt.
How weird is that? Yeah.
Just fucking terrible. Ugh, just awful. What's next?
Is it gay for a guy to use the phrase or the word ta-da?
I think there's a situation where it wouldn't be gay, and that's if you're presenting an erect penis to an unsuspecting woman. Ta-da, there it is, bitch. I don't know, ta-da is a little bit gay. What do you think, Pristine? Would you ever use the ta-da?
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not gay, and using that is...
Viola!
Unless, here's the thing, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a historian over here, but I've always heard ta-da from magicians, you know what I mean?
Yes,
but when I was a child, I doubt any magician nowadays, you know, a tiger comes out of the cage and whatever, and ta-da.
Well, no one says abracadabra either.
I think now... Right, no one says abracadabra anymore. Yeah. Magicians don't. I think it's gay today to say that. I think only gay people say that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I agree. See, Irish Curse in the Pal Talk room, the DJ New Style Show live room on Pal Talk, he says ta-da is gay, but abracadabra is cool.
I agree with that.
I'm going to say no. That's what you say?
I agree with Curse. Irish Curse, I agree with him.
I would say that I would watch and become a fan of any magician that instead of ta-da or abracadabra just said, there it is, bitch! and he all he does is balloon animal tricks and things that are geared towards kids at a birthday party. There it is, bitch!
It's such jerk off. They'll pull a stocking out of their sleeve or something and then have a surprised look in their face.
Like, the performance, like, the whole thing, I understand it's supposed to be a performance, but at the same time, like, whatever, step your game up. Like, whoa! I had no idea I was going to do that. Abracadabra.
I would like it if his entire act consisted of just removing a sock from his penis. Ta-da! That's great. Frank, what's the next thing?
Is it gay for a guy to bend over to pick something up without bending at the knees?
So you're bending over at, like, the waist?
At the waist to pick something up.
Just don't fuck revealing your asshole to everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's definitely gay. Pristine?
Yeah, wait, you said to not bend over at the knees? Just, like, to fold your body in half and pick something up?
Yes.
Bend at the waist.
Like you're getting ready to do a high dive.
yeah, right. Exactly. No, I don't think it's gay, and I might just be saying that because I do it sometimes. But I do it mostly because I'm getting kind of fat, and the belly gets in the way of really squatting down like that to pick something up. So sometimes it's easier to just quickly. But I'll tell you this. I feel gay every time I do it. I will say that.
Just bend down. There's that whole like thing. Like if you have to, like if you actually drop your soap in the shower, do you like feel like you have to look over and watch your back? Pick it up extra quick in your own shower? Like there's some way you're gonna get raped in your bathroom?
Nah, man. Liquid soap. I don't drop soap.
You don't use a bar of soap?
If I ever went to prison, too? No, if I ever went to prison, I use, like, body wash.
So you would use the frilly poof ball, which is sure to turn on all the inmates.
I use something that may as well be a poof ball, yeah. It's not quite a poof ball, but it's something. It's something.
Well,
whatever, I lather it up. I'm not bending over in the shower, let's put it that way.
That's true.
I'm standing up the whole time.
Let's see what we've got here. Is it? Gay. That's right, we're still doing Is It Gay? Frank, what's the next thing on their list of tricks and treasures and whatever else?
Is it gay for a guy to draw a little smiley face at the end of a letter?
I think it's gay to write a letter if you're a guy. Even if you're in a foreign war, you shouldn't write letters anymore. There's, by the way, Pristine's loofah in the Ustream chat room is saying hello. Christine's loofah. I don't know. The smiley face, if you're writing it to like if you're a guy and you're writing it to a girl, you're only writing it to her because you haven't slept with her yet and you want to. That's the only reason that guys do cute things.
Pretty much. The Pony Express, actually, by the way, frowns upon that if you're drawing smiley faces at the end of your letters.
Smiley face. Stop.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
No, you absolutely. You're absolutely right, and I say absolutely, but I don't mean it. Sometimes you just draw smileys because you really don't have much else to say, and you want to make your sentence seem a little more important. And I say draw, I mean, I'm talking about typing now. I don't write letters to anyone. But, but for the most part, like, that's guys trying to be cute. You don't see guys smiley-ing each other often.
I think using the smiley in instant message chat to guys is just fucking gay. It's gay. It should be gay by any state law in this fucking union. Terrible. What's next, Frank? What do you got?
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to clap his hands while jumping up and down?
Why would he do this, first of all?
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe...
Is he excited for something?
Yeah, of course. You know, he's excited.
Is that how he thinks you put out a fire? Why is he jumping and clapping?
The results came back negative.
Okay. If you...
Pristine, have you ever jumped up and down while clapping?
No.
No. No one. I mean, gay people do that. When they discover the perfect fabric...
I don't even think gay people do it. Gay people don't do that. Nobody does that.
Leprechauns and fucking circus acts.
Yeah.
They'll do that. Like fucking... Rodeo clowns will do that in between fucking getting shanked by a bullhorn.
Like, Chun-Li does that when she wins a fight. That's the only time I've ever seen that done.
Yatta!
The only time.
Just fucking incoherent Asian yelling at the end of a fucking fight. What do you think, Frank? What's your verdict on that? Have you ever done that?
No, of course not.
Of course. Come on, man. Yeah, okay. What's next?
Is it gay for a guy
to keep a journal.
Oh. I don't think that's gay. I don't think it's gay to keep a journal. I think it's gay to write your journal as if it's going to be read. That's the thing. Your journal should just be something that gets shit out of your head. I don't write a journal. I don't keep a journal. But I could see that you know, keeping a lot of shit in your head is not good. And that's a good way to get shit out of there.
Big Cam 202 wrote, "What about a blog?"
I don't think blogging is gay. I mean, it depends what you blog about. Pristine, what do you think about this?
Whatever. Don't get me started on a fucking blog, please. As far as the journal goes, a professional journal, there's nothing, you know, that's just... Sometimes something like that is necessary. If you're starting... If you're making personal journal entries, I guess that's okay, too, unless you started off with Dear Diary.
Dear blog.
Yeah.
Just fucking terrible. Oh, DJ Rob from yesterday's show, or last week's show, is working on his blog. So I think that answers that. Frank, have you ever kept a journal?
Of course not. I'm too lazy.
Too lazy. And, you know, even if it was gay, your excuse would be that you're too straight. What's next on the list?
Is it gay for a male or is it gay for a guy to put both hands on his face in surprise, a la Home Alone?
Like that? Like, oh, like Home Alone, like slap your cheeks and say, "Oh my God!"
Yes.
Yes, it's gay. Do I even have to ask, Pristine? Do I have to ask?
No, you don't. You don't. Okay. Of course you don't.
If you saw somebody do that, how repulsed would you be?
I would run away with my hands over my ass.
Just, you would stuff cotton or anything you could find just to prevent the imminent butt sex.
I would walk backwards away from him, smiling.
Just walk away backwards. What's next, Frank? Because that
is gay.
That is gay.
What are we doing anyway?
You're not sure what we're doing?
No.
Why?
This gay? Holy shit!
You don't know what we're up to right now.
I forgot.
Well, let me ask. Ghost of the show, spirit of spirits. What are we doing?
Is it?
Oh, that's what it is. The part of the show where we try to find out if the thing Frank brings up is gay or not.
Just got a couple more here.
He's got a couple more here.
And we'll wrap it up. Is it gay for a guy to sleep with a full-length body pillow?
No. It is not gay.
Totally gay.
Not gay.
It's gay for a guy to sleep with anything.
It is not gay.
It is gay.
Fuck.
Oh.
I have one. Fuck you.
It's so gay.
I have one. I have one. And it's okay, it goes. I can't even fucking defend it. Instead of putting two pillows for two heads, you just put one of these fucking things. I don't snuggle it.
It's gay for a guy to snuggle with anything. You don't snuggle.
Yeah,
I think
don't.
It's gay for I think it's gay to even use blankets.
What?
Wow.
How can you think it's gay to use... Please explain why you think it's gay.
It's gay for a guy to be all snug and cozy in a bed. He should be cold.
A guy should be cold and uncomfortable while he's sleeping?
Yes.
That's the mark of a man.
Sleeping in a trench. Yeah.
World War One, waiting for the balloon to go up.
Just getting rained on and, shot at. I'll be honest, I laughed a lot right there, and I don't want a body pillow.
Oh! See? What's up now? You faggot!
I just laughed to make you uncomfortable for a second. I want a body pillow.
Well, I mean, I know I'm not gay. It's the fact that one of the things that I do or one of the things I own has been, you know, questioned by Germ Freak.
I want a body pillow, and I was so excited. I went and called all my friends and told them about it when I got it. And I love it. I don't use it as much as I thought I would, but... It's there. Sometimes I just use it as a pillow, honestly. Like, I don't even put my body... I just
fold
lay it,
in half.
Like, all the way across, and... Yeah, exactly. You can fold it in half and make it, like, a nice, fluffy
multi-purpose.
One.
But no, apparently you should be sleeping on a fucking slab outside under a fucking... a screened overhang so rain can get on you and all that shit. By the way, the Pristine Sneakers body pillow is checking in. He says, "I'm comfy." In the Ustream
nice,
chat
thank
room.
You. He fits me like a glove, and apparently he feels the same way about me.
It's true. Keep them between your knees. It's good for the alignment. What's next, Frank?
Just a couple more and we'll wrap this baby up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up like a nice wiener package.
Yes. Is it gay for a guy to write in bubbly cursive?
Yes. If you're a man and you don't print, you're a homosexual. I'm sorry right now. Right now I'll say that. If you write in script or cursive, as you say, you're gay. Why don't you take it for writing calligraphy? You fucking art fag. Just fucking print. We can read typed letters. We can read printed letters. I don't need to decipher your fucking hieroglyphics just because you wrote me a check or a birthday card. No one gives a fuck. And if you end that shit with a smiley, I'm coming at you with fucking both barrels blazing. By the way, Pristine, what do you think?
It seems a little gay. Yeah, a little bit.
Frank?
Definitely.
What does your handwriting look like, Frank?
My handwriting is atrocious. I'm a left-handed person, and it's barely even readable.
Print
just,
or script?
Either or, you can't read.
But what do you do most?
Cursive.
I never write script. I don't even think I can. I learned it in second grade. I'm like, this is the stupidest way to make a letter Z I've ever seen.
I learned it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The letter Z is unusually complex. There really seems to be no reason for it. But I learned that when I think I was in third or fourth grade when I learned it. And it was the way I wrote for maybe 2 years. And I got so out of, one day I realized, I'm like, why am I doing this? I started writing in print like people should. And then one day, I had to sign my signature. And really, I can't even sign my signature in script anymore. I make a big M. And then I make a big S, and neither of them are in script. They're like unique. They're not quite regular print or script. They're somewhere in between a big M and then a big S, and then I just squiggle a lot after the S.
That's what I do.
I don't even know how to do it anymore.
I write my initials, and then I just do a fucking, and then I put it in ellipsis. Yeah. I put like three dots to make it look like that's how I want it. But yeah. I have a wavy line and a K.
The idea of a signature is so archaic anyway. Like, people look at, you sign a credit card, and sometimes they'll look at your credit card, to see if it matches. Like, really? What are you going to say if it doesn't? Are you going to accuse me of... I could draw a cock and balls on the back of that credit card. It's so fucking irrelevant. It's not an effective method.
They've asked me, they said, may I see your card? And I never sign a credit card. Let me hold it up to the cam so you can see it. I never sign it, and they go, this card is, you haven't signed this card. And I go, yeah, of course. And this, by the way, this was after I said, I'll have to thank Ken, as I'm reading it, for this one. And I go, you are Ken, aren't you? Let me see the card. You didn't sign this card. Okay, here, do you have a pen? Here, do you have a pen? I'll sign it now. What the fuck is the difference? Just fucking terrible. Can we get rid of this signature? Can we just do the thumbprint?
It's legal. You could just
Go find a cure for this already.
You could just, your signature can be anything. You could just put an X and that could be your signature legally. You could put anything you want.
I'm going to put Germ Freak is a cock. I'm going to write it as legibly as I can. And so that's my, listen, if you can't read that first half says Ken, then I don't know what to tell you. Lutein. Eat some lutein and maybe get LASIK, because your eyes are fucked up. God damn it! Eat a carrot, bitch.
Okay.
What do you have next on this wonderful...
We should wrap it up one more or what?
One more, you think?
It's up to you.
Why don't we do that? One more.
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to... Is it gay for a guy to refer to any show on television as my show? As in, I can't hang out tonight because my show's on.
That's awesome. That's such a great question.
My show's on. I won't be able to go to the bar, boys. No. If you ever declare that some programming is your show, then it's fucking horrendously gay. If that show has a cast made of entirely women or women and gays, it's even gayer. Like if it's fucking Desperate Housewives or Will and Grace.
What if it's your jam? What if this is my song?
Oh, that's my jam! Let's turn this bitch up!
Turn that up! That's my jam. Hold on. Where's the body pillow? I need to bite it.
Body pillow. I gotta wash up first. Where's the poofy poof and the liquid soap? Yeah. I need the poofy poop. Whatever the fuck it is. Eat shit.
There's nothing more masculine, I'll tell you right now.
Have you ever done that, Frank?
No.
Of course not. Come on.
You, I guarantee you have.
Of course not.
You used that as a, at least as an excuse. Maybe it wasn't true, but you used it as an excuse. I can't go out. My show is on.
No, you know what? I want to retract that. I think with maybe like a reality show like Survivor or something, I may say that, to be honest.
Is it gay to be obsessed with reality? Fake reality when you know it's fake. Yes. Well, I think that's it for Is It Gay?
Yes.
All right, then.
Pristine sneakers.
Good night.
I suggest going to check out braindent.com. That's braindent, B-R-A-I-N, dent.com. Very, very funny shit today coming in from Mike from Braindent. Thank you very much, Pristine, for, basically being the impartial judge that you usually are.
I like to think of myself as a professional, really.
You are. Professional. You really are. You do take this seriously. That's why, Frank really, really thinks that you put yourself into every decision you make.
I really do.
Is it gay to put yourself into decisions? Only if that decision has just lied about going to watch his show and then go snuggle with a body pillow. And it's an asshole on a man. Thank you very much, Pristine.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good night, brother.
Thank yes. you. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Frank. I don't know what to tell you. It was a pretty fun show. We learned a lot of stuff. We failed in the Seinfeld trivia, but we kind of recouped because next week we're going to take care of some business. You're going to be able to decide whether or not you can outdo Tidbit 88 and Ed McGrath in Seinfeld trivia. This is the test of all tests. This is how men determine that one man is better than the next.
Also, a record has been broken tonight.
Uh-oh.
VA Messenger did not call in.
Uh-oh!
VA Messenger is no longer the record holder.
You know, once the Rammstein comes on, it's over.
Yes.
Oh, it's done! It's over with! Fuck it, he said. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Thank you very much for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Finally free of this curse. This streak. Coming in from the Ustream chat room. VA fail to messenger says, oh no. Well, I don't know about that. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen.